Lake Pepin is the widest part of the Mississippi River, but its days as a popular tourist destination could be numbered if sediment buildup is not significantly reduced. Sediment, like fine silt and nutrients, travels from the Mississippi River's tributaries. Sedimentation is natural, but runoff from farms, homes, and businesses along waterfronts makes the problem worse. State and federal officials are constantly dealing with sedimentation in Lake Pepin through dredging and stabilizing river and stream banks. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources water quality specialist John Sullivan says the upper portion of Lake Pepin could be gone in 100 years if sedimentation continues to accelerate at the rate it's going. Most of it comes from the Minnesota River. Sullivan says Wisconsin's tributaries account for up to 2% of the sediment that goes into the lake.
So in terms of going forward, we're waiting to see how Minnesota is going to be addressing the sediment contributions in their watershed, and then we will have to define more carefully, well, what is Wisconsin's share in terms of how do we go address the source of the sediment in our smaller watersheds.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency wants to come up with pollution and sediment standards, but agricultural and other groups have come forward to challenge the research. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.